Mr. Pendansky stopped talking. The warden wiggled her finger for him to come to her. "It's hot, and it's only going to get hotter," she said. "Now these fine boys have been working hard. Don't you think it might be possible that they might have taken a drink since you last filled their canteens?" Mr. Pendansky said nothing. The warden turned to Stanley. "Caveman, will you come here, please?" Stanley was surprised she knew his name. He had never seen her until she stepped out of the truck. He didn't even know the warden was a woman. He nervously went toward her. "Mr. Pendansky and I have been having a discussion. Have you taken a drink since Mr. Pendansky last filled your canteen?" Stanley didn't want to cause any trouble for Mr. Pendansky. "I still got plenty left," he said. "Excuse me." He stopped. "Yeah, I drank some." "Thank you. May I see your canteen, please?" Stanley handed it to her. Her fingernails were painted dark red. She gently shook the canteen, letting the water swish inside the plastic container. "Do you hear the empty spaces?" she asked. "Yes," said Mr. Pendansky. "Then fill it," she said. "And the next time I tell you to do something, I expect you to do it without questioning my